is right, and I'll find mine on the right of your side. Matthew Mole, take yours, I'll take mine on KFM Lunch. It is almost 20 to 2. And I'm looking at the date today, the 25th of July. And obviously by the end of this month, and there's just like 5 months to go, right? Until the end of the year. And the medical aid savings is already depleted. Can you believe it? I mean, the thing is, I'm sure you can relate to the struggle if you are, first of all, fortunate enough to have medical aid, can afford medical aid. And then secondly, if you can afford the kind of medical aid where you get allocated a savings portion, right? You know, that goes to things like spectacles or GP visits, or then subsequently after the GP visits, you need to go to the pharmacy to get the medication. If you're fortunate enough to have that kind of medical aid, and if you have kids especially, then you know sometimes by the middle of the year, that savings is up. That's klar, right? And then what you're going to do for the rest of the year, if anyone gets sick, then you're like forced to pay for it out of pocket, right? And how many times have you encountered, how many years have you encountered that kind of scenario? It's scary, right? I mean, think about it also, when it comes to medical aid savings, what happens, you get like a fixed amount and you have no say over that amount, right? Sometimes you have too little, it doesn't last throughout the year, or sometimes, like, let's say you're like really fortunate, but then you get more than what you need for the year, but you still have to pay that monthly amount every month, right? It's the same. You have like absolutely no say where that is concerned. So then you still have to pay. It still ends up being your problem. And how do you handle that kind of thing? I mean, what do you do when it comes to that kind of scenario when you run out of savings? You just like have to deal with it. I mean, you can't like tell your kids, listen here, don't get sick for the rest of the year. And as parents, sometimes you get sick and then you try and self-medicate, you don't go to the doctor so that you can maybe have a little bit of savings left for the kids, or you focus the money on the kids, right? And not really on yourself. But then you end up suffering. It's tough, man. It's tough out there. I wish that there was like a scenario where you could fix that kind of thing. But yeah, unfortunately, that's just how it is. I don't know how you handle it.
May I have your attention, please?